This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bianculli. Rafael Sadiq's first success came in the late 80s as part of the pop soul group Tony Tony Tony. Since that time, he's worked as a producer for such diverse acts as Joss Stone, The Roots, and Snoop Dogg, and has put out two solo albums. His new one, called The Way I See It, is Sadiq's homage to earlier eras of rhythm and blues. Rock critic Ken Tucker says it's that and something more.
It's not a stunt, it's not a wallow in nostalgia. Rafael Sadiq's new album, The Way I See It, is the way he hears it. His deep soul grooves have been part of his music for a 20-year career. Over that time, these rhythms have been plastered with different labels. Neo-soul, and remember, New Jack Swing? In recent years, there have been a number of artists trying to recapture the sounds of Motown, Stax, and Philadelphia International R&B. But the results have been predictably banal. You can reproduce variations on melodies and rhythm, but without an emotional commitment, it's all tedious pandering to baby boomers. For Rafael Sadiq, there's a glowing vibrancy in soul music that allows him to work out themes and ideas.
Do you mean what you say when you say that you love me? With all honesty, I think I love you. It's every day I think about how special we could be. And how your love is everything to me. In my mind I can see no one but you. Like in my dreams I know I'm holding you. So now tell me the truth, 'cause I need to know. See, I wanna take control, but you gotta let me know.
As far back as his work with Tony Tony Tony, Rafael Sadiq has been a singer of doubt, of psychic wounds, of romance undergoing a test. On that song, Sadiq is waiting for a positive sign from the object of his affection. No blustering love man, he croons, "I want to take control, but you've got to let me know." This could have been the confession of a wimp, but that's where the authoritative snap of Sadiq's music gives him a bracing strength. He's in this for the long haul or a fast burst, like this one called 100 Yard Dash. First thing I thought when I heard that song was, what a great propulsive melody it has, and how achy-breaky Sadiq's voice is. It was only afterward that I then thought, and oh yeah, it's also a brilliant take on Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Like many first-rate soul songwriters, Sadiq takes an unorthodox metaphor, love as a fast race that can make a man's heart burst, and he earns it by the variations he sustains verbally, increasing the tension in the song. By the time we reach the end of 100-yard dash, all he has to do is groan, "Oh, oh," and you know you've heard a very good song reaching a great peak.
Oh, oh, I need to love it. I want to love it.
Sadiq fills out his album with a few guest stars. Stevie Wonder, Joss Stone, and Jay-Z bow in to provide some more emphasis and punctuation. But they're not really needed. The sheer joy with which he summons up the Four Tops or the Temptations in a song like this invoking 40-year-old genres like that is rendered up to the minute with the timeless message of the chorus, quote, falling in love can be easy, staying in love is too tricky. Too tricky, he says, almost as though the effort isn't worth it. But like all excellent soul men, Rafael Sadiq knows that the illusion of agony is what renders so much music of this kind so pleasurable.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed The Way I See It by Rafael Sadiq.